Now, that is what two Upper House members of the Legalised Cannabis WA party want to do. The party will introduce a private member's bill to allow someone to legally possess 50 grams of cannabis and allow a household to grow four plants in WA. MLC Sophia Mermont spoke with the ABC's Dominic Baines this morning.
So the aim is to allow people to grow at home for their own needs, including medicinal, if that's what they wish to do so. But at the same time, not have people grow that much that they can sell it commercially, basically.
Why do people need to be able to grow cannabis at home?
Some people, certainly for medicinal use, find it very, very useful. So just like people might make beer at home with a beer kit, people who want to use cannabis to relax, to help them sleep, to calm them down, possibly help with any other health issues they have, or just want to relax at night, people should be able to do that at home. So the reason, though, for having some regulations around that is when it becomes commercially available for people to buy, say, at a dispensary, we need to make sure that the quality is good, there's no growth promotion. People need to make an informed decision about the CBD to THC ratio as well.
What about concerns that having such easy access to a substance like marijuana could be harmful? Are you worried about that at all?
Not particularly. Nobody has ever died from a cannabis overdose. That's one component.
Sophia Mermont, speaking to the ABC's Dom Baines. She's with the Legalised Cannabis WA party. So on ABC Radio earlier this morning, Nadia asked the Premier, Mark McGowan, his thoughts on this bill.
Two Upper House MPs with a Legalised Cannabis WA party want to legalise marijuana. So they're going to introduce next year a private member's bill, which will allow someone to legally possess 50 grams of cannabis and allow a household to grow four plants. Would Labor support that?
No.
Would you? Why not?
Well, it's not our policy. Having freely available cannabis is not our policy.
What about decriminalising? Would it be an opportunity to have that debate again? I mean, Jeff Gallop did it in 2004, so rather than treating possession of cannabis as a criminal offence, it treats it as a health issue.
Look, that's not what they're proposing. They're just proposing everyone can grow it wherever they want. That's not what we're doing. But look, it's just not an issue I want to deal with at this point in time. We do allow for medicinal cannabis for people with particularly arthritis or cancer or those sorts of things. That's the policy at this point in time.
So save them the trouble of write the bill?
It's Parliament. They can introduce legislation. It's up to members of Parliament what they want to do, but it's not our policy.
Okay, so that's the Premier, Mark McGowan. Very clear, Labor will not be looking to legalise cannabis. He mentioned, well, Nadia at least, mentioned their former WA Labor Premier, Jeff Gallop. He joins us now from Geneva, where he is at the AGM of the Global Commission on Drug Policy. Jeff, thank you for finding time for us.
No worries at all.
Gee whiz, can we just test that line again? You just come closer to your phone?
Is that better?
Yeah, that is a whole load better. Okay. So first things first, what do you make of Legalised Cannabis WA Party's proposed bill? So legalising marijuana versus decriminalising it.
Well, there's no doubt there's been a significant move in public opinion on this issue, not just in Australia, but all over the world. And most recently, of course, the Canadians have gone down this particular route. Now, the reason for it is that the criminalisation of the use of drugs is bad policy. I think that's number one. Number two, under the current regime that exists, the war on drugs regime, the conservative political party regime around the world, as a result of that, we hand power to the drug traffickers, the drug cartels. And in some of the Americas, you know, Latin America, South America, this has been a major issue. So having people grow the plants, of course, the theory behind that is that you can start the process of taking control out of the hands of the criminal class and allow individuals not to be subject to that system. And I think that's good policy. The details I can't really comment on. I've just had a look at the press release that was put out. But the principle behind taking the power out of the hands of criminal elements, which is the current situation, is good policy.
And what's your response then to the comments from the Premier Mark McGowan. So a very firm stance on this. Do you think, he says it's not an issue they want to explore, they've got other things on their plate. Is it an issue that should be higher up on the agenda, do you think?
Well, I do, because there's no doubt that the current system is a bad system, particularly for marginalised and vulnerable people who get caught up into the criminal system. And I think it's much better policy to try to deal with it as a health and a human rights question rather than a law enforcement question. The results for the community overall would be much better from that. Now, the challenge, of course, for those who advocate reform like me and others in the West Australian Parliament is to convince the Premier and his colleagues that it would be good policy. For example, later this year in Ireland, they will be having a citizens' assembly looking at this approach. The Parliament of WA will be going on, obviously looking at it as a result of the interest of the two MPs. And I think the government should monitor the what's found from the evidence and what comes up in the inquiries and think about whether or not their current approach is a good one. So really, the challenge is in the court of those who want change to convince the Premier and his government that it would be good policy to change direction.
So would it be more successful if the aim was to decriminalise rather than legalise? And can you explain the difference for us all, please?
Well, there's an important difference. At the moment, people who use drugs are subject to criminal penalties, because under the law, even in Western Australia, diversion is possible for people who are apprehended and have small amounts of cannabis. The theory behind that is it should be treated as not a legal enforcement issue. So it's just one step further to say, if you use drugs, you will not be subject to legal penalties. Now, criminal penalties. In Portugal, of course, they've gone down that track and they've set up a particular system for those who have difficulty associated with their drug use. And let's face it, this is not, there are people who have health issues associated with drug use, can be assisted through panels all over the country and offered treatment to help them with their problems. Legal regulation is when you have like tobacco and other products of that sort, where they're available but subject to quite strict regulation. See, under the current system, where there's the only regulation really comes through criminal penalty, there's no concern about, there's no attempt to regulate the quality of the drugs that go to people. And some of the problems that we have now in terms of health and safety relate to the fact that people try to do this on their own. They're out there with their little chemical procedures in their back gardens and it's not good. Now, the reason that happens is that there's no system of regulation. Now, in Canada, what they've done is they've brought in regulation to the supply of what I think we would advocate at the Global Commission, for example, is that there be proper regulation of the supply. At the moment, there's virtually no regulation. The only way in which the state intervenes is through criminal penalties. They're heavy-handed. It's like giving snow boots to the footballers as they go out. They clunk around and they haven't brought about any significant change in the outcomes for people. So on the supply side, legal regulation. On the consumption side, decriminalisation. We decriminalised as one step forward on the issue. There were no adverse consequences. I think it was well received by the police service at that time. And I think at a minimum level, that would be a very, very good policy to take into the Parliament.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We appreciate you making some time from Geneva this afternoon. Thanks, Geoff.
No worries. Thanks very much. Bye.